In this video, we'll discuss about why you should stand during periods of adversity. One thing is certain, difficult periods will never leave you the same way they met you. They will either break or make you. Regardless of the support you get from people around you, you have a vital role to play to ensure that you come out stronger and not become vulnerable after the experience. There are some benefits you will enjoy when you choose to stay strong during bad days. Here are some of them. Greater resilience. Resilience is the ability to bounce back after a setback. It's a virtue many people don't possess. Unfortunately for them, it's a skill that everyone must possess because of the unpredictable nature of life. The topsy-turvy nature of life, where you're smiling in the morning and sad in the evening, requires mental strength to stay strong in the face of adversity. Only resilient people can weather the storm and still reach their destinations. Lack of resilience is the reason people suffer from mental health disorders such as depression and anxiety. It's also the reason some people feel that the best decision they can make during dark days is to take their lives. So, it's crucial to build a resilient spirit. However, you can never achieve this feat when you have never had to weather the storm. It's adversity that trains you to be mentally strong. When you face a challenge and you come out on the other side in flying colors, you have increased the level of your resilience. This doesn't mean that you should crave and desire to be in unpleasant situations. However, when you find yourself in one, see it as an opportunity to build the mental strength for the future. Enhanced problem-solving skills. Just like resilience, problem-solving skills aren't inherited. They are acquired as a result of facing and overcoming challenges. You cannot know how to solve a problem when you don't have the right attitude. Your attitude is your mental disposition to a particular thing or situation that triggers a specific behavioral pattern. When you have the right attitude, you'll believe that every problem has a solution, even when you don't have the answers yet. That positive state of mind will inspire you to ask the right questions from the right people and eventually find ways to solve the problem. Indeed, the right mindset will take you far. It will make you dogged and rugged. However, you cannot solve a problem unless you have the skills. You need to know how to tackle a challenge, and nothing gives you that better than when you have dealt with a similar problem in the past. So when you face a challenge and overcome it, you've enhanced your ability to solve problems. You will be able to use the experience to solve similar problems in the future. You know what to do, and that gives you an edge over others who are new to such situations. Leadership skills. Leaders are chosen and trusted because of their experience and ability. No one wants to hire a person who has never driven a car before to be his or her driver. You want a person you can trust to get you to your destination with minimal stress. When you have faced adversity in the past and you stood your ground, you'll enhance your suitability as a leader. It's natural that people will want to trust you. You'll command their respect when they know that you have been through similar situations before and succeeded. Great leaders are men and women who can keep a calm head when there's a storm. They're the ones others trust as a source of inspiration when the chips are down. Everyone needs the leader that will stir up optimism during the dark days when throwing in the towel seems like the obvious choice. People always need people they can believe in. They want to believe in you. They want to be sure that you know what you're doing, even when what you are saying doesn't make sense to them. It is the days of adversity that prepares you for such a sensitive role. Higher self-esteem. It's natural that you'll have a sense of accomplishment after overcoming a challenge. You'll be proud of yourself, and this improves the way you see yourself. You will see yourself as a person that deserves the respect and love of others because you can add value to their lives. When you have low self-esteem, you're likely to have low self-efficacy. Your self-efficacy is the level of confidence you have in your ability to succeed in a task before performing it. When you have low self-esteem, people will find it difficult to trust you to handle their projects, which can also take its toll on your chances of getting a job. It will also make others not want to trust you to lead them. Low self-esteem can also affect your chances of making new friends, which can be socially damaging. Empathy. When you've never been through what others have been through, you'll find it difficult to empathize with them. There is no level of understanding you can have that can be the same as a person who has lost his or her loved ones before. If you have never had that kind of experience, you cannot have a full grasp of what such people are going through. The world is full of many destructive critics today who are either hypocrites or just lack the understanding of what others are going through. Some football pundits who have never coached any football club before are fond of making damaging remarks about current coaches. It's easy for them to judge others because they don't know what it means to try to make over 20 people do what you want while keeping them happy. When you have been through tough times, you'll be able to relate well with people going through such periods of their lives. You'll not tell them to just move on from the situation. You'll have words of encouragement for them. If you are their boss, you'll not have issues with giving them days off to recover emotionally from the shock. Lower anxiety. Some people have a culture of being calm and collected even when facing extremely challenging situations. You expect them to break down and shed tears, but they seem unmoved by the problem they are facing. In most cases, such people have an experience of being in such situations in the past. They are hurt, but they know that they don't have to make decisions they will regret later due to how they feel at the moment. In some cases, they are the ones that will be encouraging the people that have to come to console them. Such people exude confidence and transmit tranquility that is often shocking. This commendable and exemplary state of mind comes from facing different unpleasant situations and choosing to move on. You can also acquire this mental state when you choose to focus on the positives when going through stormy periods. Giving up or standing up is all about making a choice. When you experience setbacks, the obvious choice is throwing in the towel and telling all who cares to listen about your predicaments. However, the good news is that you have another option. You can choose to look at the brighter side and forge ahead. It's never over until you say so.